When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Working Title. Can you believe it? 2 episodes in a row. We're on a roll. I don't want to jinx myself, but this could be your new weekly pod. I feel like I have to say, I cannot believe that I subjected you guys to my nasally, disgusting, sick voice last week. And if you made it all the way through the last episode, I really salute you and I do apologize. I am here to redeem myself. I think I still am a little bit stuffy from the cold that I had around Christmas, but nothing like last week. So I do apologize if you had to hear that. I hope everyone has had a lovely start to the year. I want to talk about my first week of 2024 in this episode, but before we get to that, I want to just hit a couple of housekeeping things. And should I just set the scene before we get into it? I'm at my apartment. I just had the sunny hour. If you know, you know, I get about 45 minutes of sun in my apartment. Actually, the winter is better. I think because the sun is lower, I get a bit more, maybe like an hour and a half, something crazy like that, of sun. So basically that means that when I have content to shoot, specifically for no particular order, because I don't like shooting the product in like too dark of light, unless that's kind of the vibe that I'm going for. But it means that I have to completely structure my day around when the sun comes in. So this morning I had an event and then I came back to my apartment and it was sunny. So I got a couple content things out of the way for no particular order. I feel like on a lot of projects that I'm working on, I'm just kind of doing these like temporary solutions. Like I'm happy with the content that we're posting on no particular order, but I have so many ideas of how to elevate it. It just takes a lot of kind of planning and execution. So that's on my to-do list, but I got some content done for NoPo. And then on that same kind of note, I wanted to record a podcast because I really do love listening to weekly podcasts, and the range of podcasts that I listen to is very wide. I think my favorite genre is like documentary short series. My number one podcast I can recommend to you. Actually, I'm going to recommend 2. I feel like I've talked about these before, but the first one is Dolly Parton's America. This was recommended to me by Julie. So if you're listening, Julie, I have passed this podcast on to so many more people now. It is obviously about Dolly Parton. I didn't know really anything about Dolly when I started listening, but Julie recommended it to me. Julie is Zantori's sister. I loved it. You have to kind of, the first episode I was a little bit confused, but by the second episode you kind of get the flow. Dolly herself is interviewed for the podcast, which is kind of fun because it's kind of this like indie execution of a documentary, docu-series. So, oh my God, I'm now a fan of Dolly Parton, which I wonder if you guys have something like this in your family. For my brother, it's marzipan. It's this thing that you say that you like something, and then from there on out, because it's an easy thing to buy around, like there's a lot of things that fit into that category. That's like the only gift that people give you. Ever since I came out as a Dolly Parton fan after listening to Dolly Parton's America, I have received 3 Dolly Parton coffee table books. And maybe one of my favorite gifts that I got for Christmas is my mom got me sweet cornbread. That's like a Dolly Parton branded cornbread. So I'm going to have to make chili. Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to a Super Bowl party. I do not care for sports, especially football. I don't even have a TV in my apartment. I don't even know how to stream sports if I wanted to. But there's something about a Super Bowl party that just, oh my God, I just love it. It's like in December, you have Christmas. January, you have New Year's. February, Super Bowl. Like that is, I love it. The halftime show, the ads, the game even. I just have such good memories of being cozy So the first year that I moved to New York, I moved to New York in 2020, which in hindsight is kind of crazy. But in February of 2021, it was still very kind of scary COVID times. So my roommate JC and I just watched the Super Bowl from our apartment, which is like so not us. Like JC is an artist. I don't watch sports, but we made cornbread and chili and it was adorable. And since then, I've really put an effort into going to parties for the Super Bowl. And this year, Brigitte and I, who I went to a Super Bowl party with last year, Brigitte's one of my dear friends from high school. We figured out where we're going to do Super Bowl this year. So I'm very excited. So I'm going to bring the cornbread to that. Long story long. That is why I brought up the Super Bowl. I'm going to bring my Dolly Parton cornbread. And you bet your bottom dollar I'm bringing the box too, because it's the best part. Anyways, okay, so sorry. Dolly Parton's America, great podcast. And then another podcast is Startup. That I know I've talked about because I talked a lot about it in the first episode of Working Title. If you're interested in entrepreneurship and kind of the world of startups and maybe more like venture-backed startups, definitely listen to that. I'm kind of heartbroken to see what's happening to all of the Gimlet podcasts. Anyway, okay. I think I'm going too far down a tangent. But yes, weekly podcasts, we're going to try to do it. And I do just want to add this disclaimer that for the time being, we're not going to get married to any structures or big themes or anything. I am working out what this podcast is going to become, and it's something that I'm really prioritizing because there's a lot that I want to do with it. I already have a huge list of guests that I want to come on and different themes that I want to talk about. I just don't want to like create kind of an interim structure and then have to disrupt that again once we actually get the ball rolling. So for the next couple months, we're just going to be doing casual hangout, chill podcasts. It's going to hopefully help me kind of get the hang of doing this weekly and checking in with you guys and sharing more, getting your feedback about what you like and what you don't like. So if you're somebody who doesn't really like a chatty, chill podcast with not a lot of structure or takeaways, probably maybe check back in a couple of months when we have a bit more structure and kind of like strategy about what Working Title is really going to turn into. But if you're okay to chill until then and just have lower expectations and just down for a good time and just need somebody in your ear when you're doing your dishes or going on walks, then I am here for you. The next piece of housekeeping is we are restocking our conversational cocktail napkins. So tomorrow I'm actually going into the warehouse and I'm going with my mom. My mom has never seen the warehouse, which is where all of our products for no particular order ship into. So our manufacturers just send them to the warehouse directly, and then everything is sent out of there. So when you're ordering something, there's an amazing fulfillment team that is actually packing the orders and shipping them out. And I am very lucky it's in Brooklyn. And I've gone now a handful of times since we started working there. Once I had the journals there, it was pretty easy. And it didn't really require me to go in much. But these cocktail napkins, I have to do a lot of quality control with my eyes on them and just make sure that each and every napkin is approved to go out, because I have learned that with embroidery and linen, there can be a lot of issues with like the linen pulling, or there being extra strings that need to be cut, or if the embroidered text is a bit too thick. Like there's just a lot of hands-on quality control that I need to do, which for now is fine. I've learned my lesson that maybe this isn't the most scalable product, and I still want to continue doing it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, for my brand No Particular Order, we just came out with conversational cocktail napkins. So it comes in a set of six. They are 100% linen napkins. The quality is truly beautiful. They feel so good in your hands and just kind of sitting on the table. Each napkin has a different conversation starter on them. Out of the six questions, I'm going to read you guys three of the questions. You can see all of them at our website, noparticularorder.co. And on the napkin page, it has all of the questions listed out. But three questions I'm going to read you, food for thought for today. One of them is right in front of me, and it says, what day would you like to relive? Another question. I love this one. Every time this gets asked, people's faces light up and have the best answers. The question is, wait, let me grab one. If you could enter any television or movie universe, where would you go? I remember I was talking about these questions with friends a lot when the Barbie movie came out. So I got a lot of answers about Barbie World, Barbie Land. And another one, this one's definitely more kind of sexy, flirty. And the question is, what have you always wanted to ask me? Since I haven't talked about these on the pod, I do want to take a couple minutes and just kind of tell you the backstory of how I thought of these and created these and like what they mean to me, because I feel like I haven't really told that story much online. So it starts with the conversation starter. So I actually was talking about this with my family at Christmas when we were in Massachusetts with my extended family, cousins, Opa. Something that we used to always do when my Yaya was alive, she sadly passed in 2023, but she lived a beautiful life and was such a great conversationalist. And at dinner tables, she would always ask the family a question, and we would go around the table and answer the question. Hardly did it make it past like 25% of the table. I would say like four people started answering the question, and then it kind of just trailed off into a different conversation, which I think is kind of the point of these starters. I don't think everyone needs to answer them who's sitting at a table, but as long as it kind of sparks a new conversation and helps you learn something about people or reminds you of something or brings up a story that you haven't told to this group, I think it's so special. So I think there's like something in my DNA from my Yaya that just loves asking questions and getting those conversations started. I also have a memory of growing up, we used to have one pack of conversation starters at my dinner table, and it was in this like glass case, and they kind of looked like a deck of cards, and I was obsessed with them as a kid. Probably when I was like 9 to 12 years old, we would have like a family dinner, we would sit at the dining table, and all I wanted to do was ask the questions. It was so fun. And this was kind of before I learned the art of a conversation, so if it started to get off track, I would like snap everyone back to place and make everyone answer the question, which I have learned that maybe that's not the best way for a conducive conversation, but always have loved conversation starters. Fast forward in 2022 for basically the whole year, maybe it started a little bit before, I was working at a startup cocktail company and I was in charge of digital content, and something that I always wanted to do was a content series around the cocktail napkin. I thought especially, obviously, because we were a cocktail company, but I always love going into stores and reading the cocktail napkins that they have. I also think it's a beautiful accessory in a home. I think even if it isn't like a literal conversation starter on the napkin, it's a good way to get to know the host, or if you're giving it as a gift, kind of tell something about you and your humor or what you're interested in or your aesthetic. So I always wanted to do something with the cocktail napkin at this company, and we just didn't have the resources or time or whatever to actually execute. But literally every time we would have a meeting about creative strategies and ideas and themes and whatever for upcoming quarters, I always pitched that. Like, I would take that to my grave if I had to. And it was actually so funny. When I launched these napkins for no particular order, my coworker, Amon, texted me and she was like, I'm dying that you finally got to do your wish of the cocktail napkins. So I feel like between those three things, this product has been a long time coming. I came up with all the questions myself and vetted the questions. We had a list of about 30 questions, and I would start using them at dinners that I went to or events that I went to, and just kind of took note of which questions made for the most interesting answers. We pulled the six that were the best questions. The reception has been amazing, which makes me so happy. If you're interested, but the price point is a little too high for you, right now they are $42. Just stay tuned. We are going to do a version that is going to be a bit more accessible. So yes, that will hopefully be coming out within the first like half of 2024. Housekeeping is over. I wanted to just take some time to talk about the first week of 2024. How it's going, and it's actually been such an exciting, crazy week, and I feel so, I am like riding the lucky girl syndrome wave this week. It has been a wild ride. So if you have not listened to the last episode of Working Title, I went through kind of reflecting on the previous year and setting goals for 2024. And at the end of the episode, I went through specific goals that I have for this year. And I am very excited to tell you that a week in, I have already started checking things off of my bucket list, which is so crazy. It also has just served as such a good reminder as to one of the reasons why I love journaling, which it really lets you take stock of your life in a very intentional way. I think a lot of the things that have happened this past week could have happened, and I wouldn't really realize that these were things that were helping me get closer to my goals, or it's something that's really meaningful to me. Because when things just happen and you haven't taken time to write things down and kind of bring it into your life intentionally, whether it's new things that you want to attract into your life or things that kind of already exist, but you just want to take more note of it. I think that's the beauty of like gratitude journaling, is it's not just wanting like more and new, but it's taking inventory of the things in your life that you already are really proud of and want to acknowledge and thank. I feel like that's why I've been able to live this past week with such excitement, because these are things that I wrote down a week ago that I wanted to bring into my life or pay more attention to. And now that it's happening, I'm like, oh, I get to check these off, and it just feels so rewarding. The first thing that happened this week was honestly bonkers. So in the last episode, I talked about how I wanted to get No Particular Order into more publications and start to do more of a PR push. And I also noted that like I'm not really going out and actively doing this because there's some tweaks that I want to make before I do those pushes, but I still want to start to like attract those. The next day, I opened my DMs to the sweetest message from this girl named Annie Shigo. And she said, "Hi, just wanted to let you know that No Particular Order is in this like publication on the Today Show." And I had no idea. This was a complete surprise. So I went to the link that she sent, and it's an article on today.com that's titled "Experts Share How Journaling Can Help Improve Mental Health Plus How to Start." They even shared tips for what you should write. The article is by Emma Stessman, and Annie Shigo put No Particular Order forward to be included in this article and linked. And oh my god, it was truly crazy. I was also with my cousin Sarah when I found out, and she was so excited and supportive. And we looked at, Sarah works in PR, so she has like access to websites that give you information about how many hits a website gets a day. And the today.com, I don't know if I can say this, I'm gonna ask Sarah before I post this, but apparently, according to this source that Sarah uses, today.com gets 30 million hits every single day. So of course that's not each like article, but there had to be a good amount of people that saw No Particular Order. So I still have to do some digging on the back end of my Shopify and see how that actually converted to visits on the website and whatnot. But even just for brand recognition and just kind of like legitimizing the brand, it was crazy. So that was, I think, January 2nd, I got that message. So wow, what a way to start off the week. I'm so honored, and yeah, shout out Today Show. Let's start talking about journaling more. I'm your girl. Hit me up. I also have a really weird story. This is where it's like, okay, this is crazy. I talked about how I want to have more conversations with strangers. And I kid you guys not, I had the craziest, cutest, most wholesome conversation on, I think it was Wednesday night. I get this text. "Hi, Kylie. We saw the picture which you drew. It was amazing. We loved seeing it, and we love you, Grandma and Grandpa." So I get this text. It's so wholesome. Obviously, I have to respond and tell them it's not Kylie. So I responded. I say, "Hi, Kylie's Grandma and Grandpa. Unfortunately, you have the wrong number, but it sounds like you're lovely people, and the picture sounds beautiful. Good luck tracking down Kylie's number, and Happy New Year." They respond, and they go, "We are lovely people, and you are so kind to get back to us. Maybe later, if I can figure out how to do it, I will send the picture to you. Happy New Year's to you as well." So I said, "Please do. I will be eagerly awaiting." So they send the picture, And it's a picture. It's not downloading right now, but from memory, it's three characters and they're all wearing these t-shirts with like basically merch designs on them. One of them is Lilo and Stitch. And they send a message with it. Kylie is going to be 11 next month. I hope I'm doing this correctly. BTW, my name is Lenny. Is this not the cutest thing? I said, hi, Lenny and Margo. Love that, especially the factually accurate zip-up hoodies. Maybe she's got a merch design in her future. My brother does merch and franchising at Warner Brothers. He'll get a kick out of this. And Lenny responded, hi, Margo. Wouldn't it be wild if 10 years from now, Kylie winds up working for your brother? Have a great weekend, Barbara and Lenny. Oh my God. So that just absolutely made my night. That was obviously a digital interaction, but just a good reminder that interactions with strangers can just be the best. And I sent it to my brother, and I think that just made both of us very happy. So that was very sweet. The next crazy thing was I talked about how I want to do more public speaking. I got an email from this girl, Skylar. She actually was listening to Working Title, which inspired her to reach out about this programming that she's working on. I don't want to share too many details yet because I don't know how they want to kind of like market this event, and B, I am not sure if I'm actually going to be here, so I want to make sure. But I was invited to be a keynote speaker at a workshop for students, and it takes place at an Ivy League school. So it's not affiliated with the Ivy League, but it's all about baby steps. And oh God, that would be so cool if I can make that happen. So thank you, Skylar, for reaching out. I'm very excited about that. We'll see if that works out for this summer. Oh my God, we hit 10K on No Particular Order's Instagram account with this viral reel. It's crazy that those reels can actually convert. I haven't been super focused on numbers for No Particular Order because, again, I'm trying to build this out thoughtfully. I also have this theory that the faster a business kind of rises in popularity and attention, the faster it also drops. So I'm going for a slow burn here and kind of figuring out what works along the way, but loved that we hit 10K. That was very exciting. And oh yeah, the last thing was just with speaking opportunities. There was a call with a podcast network, which still is probably a little bit far away. I need to kind of figure out the rhythm that I want to get into before I sign with anyone and commit to anything big. But they were saying that they'd love to have me on other podcasts. So there's more speaking opportunities right there. So very excited about that. And if you're listening, I would absolutely be honored to do that in the time being. So thank you so much. Before I sign off, I want to just quickly chat about a couple favorites and things that have been bringing me joy this week. The first thing, I talked about this on my Instagram story briefly, and I talked about this in a vlog that's going to be going up later this week, and I'll actually show you what I got. But I started using eBay. Okay, I know I am like 15 years late to this, probably more. It doesn't have great user interface or design. Like I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to use the app, but I'm loving it. I have this Pinterest board called Pretty Pieces, and I'm using that as kind of my inspiration for search terms because all of the things in this Pinterest board are probably like vintage or one of one items. So it's hard to find. Like it's not like you're going to go to like Aritzia or something and find the pieces on here. So I've been doing a lot of searching on the platform and I love it. I feel like I am more aware that I want to bring some better fitting key pieces into my wardrobe. I really don't do a lot of shopping. So a lot of the pieces that I have are just things that I've kind of been like complacent with the past couple of years. And I feel like I'm ready to, especially with denim, I really need to find good denim. I actually did get a pair on eBay, but I need to get like a new, crisp, more formal denim. So I'm in the market. I went to the Kate store and I tried some on, but I didn't love the washes that they had. I want something, I think, like a really dark denim wash, and the fit was really nice. I wish it was a tiny bit longer. I didn't ask if they have any tall sizes, but I feel like they would have mentioned that. But yeah, I'm in the market for new denim and also new sneakers. If you guys have good recommendations for sneakers. I love my Adidas, but I kind of feel like everyone has them. I want to try to see if I can find some fun ones, but they're so expensive. Like when you start getting the more unique, like Sambas colorways, they're like $400. And I feel like for everyday sneakers that I just want to throw around, I don't really want to spend that much money on them. Yeah, so I'm in the market for nice footwear and good denim and maybe an alternative to a puffer, because most of my jackets are like light jackets, kind of like spring fall jackets, and I have two puffers and I'm very sick of them because I wear them every single day. So potentially an alternative to those. But love eBay because you can truly find anything, especially menswear on there. Like I love secondhand baggy men's sweaters and there's just so many on there. So been loving eBay. Something else. Oh, there's two Instagram accounts that I wanted to tell you about. One of them is called Dwell. I think it's called Dwell Interiors. Oh no, sorry. It's called Dwell Magazine. If you like looking at houses and interiors, I would totally recommend you follow this account. They do such a beautiful job of telling a full story of a house. I feel like on Instagram, I have gotten so used to just seeing like one photo of like a beautiful kitchen or countertop or desk area. And rarely do you get like the full picture of the whole house unless you're looking at like Architectural Digest. And then at that point, those houses are like crazy luxurious, expensive. Dwell Magazine has a lot of really interesting design and they actually show you like 10 different shots of the same house and the caption tells you a lot about the people who live there or the renovation project. So that's a great follow. And on that same note, Picnic for Lunch, I think is what it's called. Yeah, Picnic for Lunch is another great interiors account. I kind of prefer the aesthetic of houses that's on Picnic for Lunch. It feels a bit more kind of like lived in and retro, whereas Dwell, I think, is more interesting renovations. But they also do a really good job of crediting the houses and the photographers and the designers, which, again, I feel like when you're looking at all of these like inspo houses, you never can actually figure out whose house it is or who designed it. So it's very easy to go down a rabbit hole on Picnic for Lunch, but love that account as well. Oh my gosh, speaking of media, I saw All of Us Strangers last night in the theater with Sarah and her roommate, her sweet roommate, Amelia. Oh my God, guys. Talk about a cinematic masterpiece. Like it's a movie. What's that quote that Harry Styles was talking about? Don't worry, darling. Like, no, that wasn't a movie. This is a goddamn movie. Like, this is a masterpiece. I can't say too much without giving stuff away. So I'm going to give you guys like a month, 2 months to watch the movie. And then I kind of feel like I need to do an episode that has spoilers because I literally on my walk home after that, I literally scripted an entire podcast episode about the themes of the movie and kind of my takeaways from it, but I really can't talk about it without giving stuff away. So this is your sign. Go watch the movie. I would recommend you watch it with somebody who's like good at interpreting things and maybe somebody who's an artist or reads a lot, can think critically, because it was very helpful to have a conversation about it after. I would not recommend going alone because it was very therapeutic talking about it afterwards and like kind of figuring everything out. I'm going to shut up before I say too much, but yeah, go watch the movie and I probably will be watching it again and talking about it in the next couple months because wow. I am going to wrap this episode here. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, we're a bit all over the place for the time being. I'm sorry if you hate this type of podcast, but I promise it will be changing. I just hate committing if I know we're going to be changing it up again soon. If you have time today, I would love if you could leave a review on the podcasts app. If you're listening there, you can leave a little note. I always love reading those. And if you're listening on Spotify, then you can rate us 5 stars. Oh my God. Wait, I just saw that there's new reviews on Apple. Okay, I'm going to go read these and then I'm going to go to my co-working space and edit this podcast. And wow, who knew being consistent could be so exhilarating? She says the second time she does something. Okay, I love you guys and I will talk to you next week on Working Title. Bye.